Jane Dave for breakfast. Everything Mackay with Sunday's Shaun Mendes there. Right across the region today, looking mostly fine. Sunny, top 30 degrees. 27 degrees around City Gates, around Shoal Point and Slade Point, 26 degrees.
G'day, Kaz. How's it going?
Oh, hey. I understand Dave wants to learn how to play harmonica.
Yes, yes.
Don't encourage
him. Do you know how to play, do you?
I can play.
Nice. Oh, my God. Do you have one there?
No, I don't have one here. I'm at work.
Okay.
I was going to say we could do a duet.
How long did it take you to learn the harmonica?
Oh, mate, like anything, it's ongoing.
Okay, right.
Crap. it's going to be easy.
How long would it take for him to pick up at least one song?
Give me an hour.
An hour? Are
you serious?
Yep.
Awesome.
Are you willing to take the challenge, though?
Oh, yeah. With bells on, absolutely.
Can you? If we took an hour of your time, could you try and teach Dave?
Yeah.
All right.
Good stuff.
Done. Kaz, stay there for a second, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Writing down her number, that's for sure.
Give us a blast from your musical instrument.
Okay. Well, it's only a small one, but...
It's not about the size, though. It all makes the same noise.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself.
Here we go.
Hang on, I'll try Mary Had a Little Lamb.
You try to do the hand thing that they do with harmonicas. Don't do that. You're not a professional.
Nah.
Yeah, you're right.
No, not at all.
All right, we'll see how we progress with this. Jay and Dave for breakfast today's top 30 degrees. Taylor in the Triple M Street Patrol next. Portugal, the man, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. It's 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock, live this morning. Thanks to North, Jacqueline Nissen. Missed anything on today's show, you can catch up, triplem.com.au. Did you see that show last night on Channel 7, Bride and Prejudice?
Oh, yeah, I've seen the ads for it. I haven't watched it. No, oh, why? Man. What have they done now?
I've been sucked into that show.
Really?
Oh, my God, yep.
Couldn't think of anything worse. Seeing other people loved up.
No, it's not so much loved up. It's just, like, they're obviously there's a relationship there. I think some of them are a bit dodgy, some of them are not.
Yeah, right.
But the fact that the parents of these couples, some of these couples, are, like, dead against the relationship.
Right.
To the point of them considering not going through with a relationship or marriage because their parents don't like their partner.
Ah, right, okay.
I don't get that. Like, isn't that your parents' issue? Like, if your parents or your partner's parents don't like the relationship, isn't that their stuff to deal with?
Well, I would actually probably not go ahead with the marriage if my parents didn't like the person I was getting married to.
If you were in a relationship with somebody,
yeah,
and your parents didn't like the girl,
yeah,
you wouldn't go through with your relationship or marriage.
I wouldn't go through and marry them. No, I wouldn't get to that stage. No.
How on earth can you let that happen?
Well, they're my parents.
That's exactly right. Your parents. They're not your partner.
Yeah, but it makes life difficult, especially at Christmas time as well, when the whole family gets together. You know, you don't want a Mexican standoff there, do you?
I don't know about that.
So you're okay with it?
I've been in that position before.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And you still went ahead, you were still going to go ahead with it?
Oh, not a marriage, but like in a relationship with somebody whose parents weren't terribly keen on me.
Yeah, right, okay.
That was their stuff to deal with, not mine.
No, see, my parents...
What your opinion is of me is none of my business.
Yeah, but your parents sees things that that you can't because you've got the rose-coloured glasses on in the relationship. If they say, well, this is the reason why I don't like them, it's like, okay, see you later.
But in some instances, though, parents would be too protective of their child, so no one is ever going to be good enough for the child.
For particular reason. You know, there's obviously a reason there. So if they're saying absolutely no, don't go ahead with the wedding, you know.
That surprises me.
Really, why?
You'd be like, because.
Well, I know I'm single and everything else. And
so your wife, your ex-wife that you did marry.
Yeah.
So did your parents like her, obviously?
Yeah, absolutely. It was like Dad said she was like a daughter, yeah.
Okay, so since then, have you been with somebody that your parents didn't like?
Yeah, a couple of them. Not
many.
Did
you want to share their names on there?
Well, no, because I don't want to play favourites.
Okay, so that's
a recent one. Yeah, mum and dad loved her. Yeah,
right. So I can't believe that. So you're like 45, 44, 45, 46?
46, yeah.
46.
Thank you.
And if your parents said, "Nah, Dave, don't like this girl,"
yeah, then I'd say, see you later.
Man.
What?
13, 27, 10. Now, I want to see if there's anyone else out there like that.
To me, this is a no-brainer.
How, though? Because if your parents, and I know your parents, so yeah. I can say this.
Yeah.
If your parents didn't like a girl, that means you would be lonely for a lot longer than you have been.
Yeah, but I'm okay with being by myself. That doesn't bother me whatsoever. Never really has. But, you know, they see things that you can't see. So they'll pick up on little things. Like when you meet them for the first time, they'll pick up on, just well, especially your mother.
Let's take some calls on this. 13, 27, 10. So if your parents didn't like your partner, would you still marry them?
All right. I'd like to see who says what on this.
I'm surprised. Of all people, I never thought you would be in that boat to say no.
Of course I'd say no. I don't want to go through the same mistake twice.
I would be saying, look, I'll send you some photos of the wedding. Sad you can't make it, but that's your stuff to deal with, not mine.
Nah.
I still love my parents, but they don't get to dictate who I'm going to be with.
Nah, I couldn't do that. Could not do that at all.
I think somebody's a mummy's boy over here. Somebody's a mummy's boy.
Right.
We'll take your calls coming up in just a moment. 7:45, Jane Day for breakfast. Live this morning. Thanks to North Jacqueline Nissen. Get low finance rates across popular models here at Triple M. In excess, don't change. Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. It's 12 away from 8 o'clock. After 8 this morning, another category revealed. Mackay with Sunday's Best, our top 30 degrees today.
Before we do, though, you were just watching that that TV show on Channel 7 about Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, parents don't like some of the partners of their children and they refuse that they, you know, they get married. Would that prevent you from getting married to your partner if your parents didn't like them?
In a heartbeat, yes. Absolutely.
I'm surprised by this.
Yeah, what? Why? I don't understand why.
Because if your parents have an issue, they need to get over and let their children live their life to be happy with who they choose. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, but they see something that you can't because you've got the rose-coloured glasses on in the relationship. That's where I see it.
We've asked you to call 13 27 10. If your parents didn't like your partner, would you still get married?
Pauline, would you do it?
If I was getting married, I would certainly reconsider it because I am married and I have been married for 25 years and my parents don't particularly like my husband, and it makes it really, really tough when it comes to social occasions.
But they should just suck it up, though.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, they should. But do they? No.
See, that's selfish on their behalf, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Because you've got you found somebody who you want to spend your life with, and they're making it hard for you. They're putting you in a really bad position.
Not only yourself, but your family. Yeah. Like, I've got children, and it puts the children in a difficult situation too, because you can't go to family events together as a couple or as a family. You have to always be doing things separately, and that rubs off onto the kids as well. So if I was single, I would probably reconsider it because, you know, there's a long-term effect. But if you're already married and then it happens, well, yeah, can't do much of a change in that then, can you?
All right, thanks,
sad
Pauline.
Sad you're in that position, though.
Still causes so many problems. Hey, Mark, if your parents didn't like your partner, would you still marry them?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I don't think your parents should dictate to who you marry or not.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Both my parents are separated. They both like my current partner. The rest of my family have pretty much disowned me. And I really don't care. I'm happy.
Yeah.
We're both happy.
Yep. Yep.
But if your parents didn't like your partner, wouldn't that cause a lot of angst at the same time?
Not at all.
They just have to deal with it.
If they don't like my partner, that's their issue.
Exactly right, 100%.
I don't know.
Thank you for that, mate. Let us know, 13, 27, 10. Go to our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. You'll find us online, 9 to 8. Triple M, Jane's 8 for breakfast, 7:15. Today's top 30 degrees. I'm still trying to work out with this screen in the studio telling us the correct temperature, Dave. 24 degrees around Mackay Harbour, not 20 just yet. Kinchin Dam sitting at 23 degrees.
Well, that's where the most unlikely person that you would see go fishing was there on the weekend. That'd be Mayor Greg Williamson from Mackay. Right. G'day.
How are you, guys?
Very well.
Nice to see you this morning.
I did see a live video out at the dam on the weekend for, what are they releasing in there? Or is it housing for the barramundi?
Well, it's fish hotels or fish habitats.
Well, that's just it. We didn't realise there was a shortage of accommodation for fish.
Right. Well, there is. We released a lot of little finglings. They've got to go somewhere.
Is that what they're called?
What's that?
Fingling.
Fingerlings, the little tiny barra.
Oh, my God, Jay. Come on, yeah. even Blind Freddy knows that.
I did not know that. That's what I just want to call them called baby fish.
Baby fish.
So how many did you release of
it? Oh, like thousands. But what the dam is all set up to do now with these little habitats, and that's made out of PVC pipe, and there's little trees made out of PVC, and
right.
it's quite interesting. It's all to do with allowing the fish
yeah.
to grow up out of the way of predators, and because you know the predators can't get into the small little holes of the predators,
yeah. Yeah.
and it just grows a good fish stock. So there's 190 of these wow. little fish habitats
wow.
that have been constructed, and there are 34 spots around the Kinshan Dam area, yep. and we're going to post those spots in terms of their GPS coordinates on our council website, so you'll be able to go and fish around the fish habitats.
That's an awesome idea.
Is that because the predators will be around near there?
Well, yeah, a lot of fish will stay around there because it'll just grow up into a well, that's what they call them, their fish habitats, and so they. That's been proven that these things really work. This is the first time in the world it's been done for barramundi.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we're doing it out here at Kinshan Dam. So, you know, we're doing it in conjunction with the State Department of Fisheries. And I think it's a tremendous effort on the department side and our side. We've invested about 90 grand over 3 years, I suppose, to make it happen. But we're really pleased with the outcome.
That's going to be an awesome and a great attraction as well for people wanting to go fishing. I'm not going to say that your odds are going to be 10 times better, but your odds are going to be better to catch a fish there, right?
It should be a lot better to catch a fish. I mean, even I could catch a fish, I reckon.
How often do you go fishing,
yeah,
Greg?
No, look, I've been once in the last 10, I think. No. I have been fishing a little bit more than that, but mainly estuary fishing, you know,
yeah,
so...
Yeah.
What this will do is allow people, anglers in boats, in a small boat, to get out there and actually find the GPS coordinates of a fish habitat area and have a chance of catching a meter barra. Now, a lot of people don't like freshwater barra, but they're a great sporting fish.
Yeah.
And they put up a really good fight. And that'll be a part of the parcel of recreational fishing and tourism fishing as well. Most of the people, over 56% of the people, they tell us, who come to Mackay on domestic holidays want to go fishing. And so it's a
win-win
huge
situation.
Draw yeah. card yeah. for this area. And we're renowned for fishing, you know, from the reef, which is just off our shore, to the islands, the estuary fishing, and now dam fishing. You know, we're trying to cover it all. So it's pretty good. That's complemented by the fact that we introduced a little while ago a net-free fishing zone,
yeah.
which comes down to Seaforth.
Yes, yep.
And the guys up there will tell you that net-free fishing zone, just a year on, has increased the fish levels remarkably.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Up in that area. So it just allows recreational fishers
yeah.
a chance to catch something.
I just love the fact you've got fish hotels with little swipe cards now. That's great.
Have you fingerling swipe cards.
Did you exactly, name them all?
But that's a good question. We could have. We had a competition with the schools to construct these fish hotels.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And there was a young lady out there on Saturday who won it. Won the competition from schools, and we're yet to construct hers, but she won the design, so her designs will be going into the Kinshan Dam area very shortly.
Well, may your rods bend often. We'll put the details onto our website, triplem.com.au. As always, Greg, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good to talk to you guys.
Thank you. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. 20 past 7. We'll get to Taylor and the Triple M Street Patrol. Kennedy Malore. 3-7. Live this morning for North Jacqueline. Get a low finance rate across popular models. Some showers forecast overnight tonight. Partly cloudy across the day. In fact, through until Thursday, Friday of this week. Today's top around 30 degrees.
Caught Kennedy Malloy with Charlie Pickering yesterday afternoon, Jay. Great to see those three banter with each other. But there was a topic that they had, and I want to explore it, okay? Because I don't think you're actually listening.
Yeah, but some of their topics make me go, wow.
Yeah, but this one was good, okay? Charlie Pickering gave them a choice of which one to choose, okay? They went with the other one, but this one, the thing
is. What was the other one? Now you've got everyone guessing what the other one was.
Well, it was about new laws that should come into place, like when people get their baggage from the carousel at the airport, they've got to stand a meter away, otherwise they have to wait until the end.
Good law.
Yeah. That was a good one.
What was the other one that you want to explore?
Well, they said crap things you say are gone. But I want to explore the things that you say are gone. Because the immediate thing that came to my mind was Australia's Wonderland. Loved the place. It was a theme park down in Sydney. Wish it was still around. I'd still go.
Really?
On a regular basis. Mm. And Cracker Night.
Yeah. The water slides on Harbour Road.
Yeah, there's another one.
Oh, man, I'm so sad that they... Actually, there was a rumour a couple of years ago that they were trying to bring that back. I think there was a rumour around the Big Four area they're going to try and put water slides in.
I heard the same rumour, actually, yes. Yeah. And just didn't eventuate, because they got that big swamp area at the back there, haven't they?
Yeah.
The little lake there.
Well, it floods anyway, so, you know, just have the slides going into the swamp area, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's a winner.
Maybe from the top of the fuel depot. It just swims around.
If that's not a tourist attraction, I don't know what is.
But those things that you remember as a kid, it could have only been about 5 years ago. They're not around anymore. Do you remember anything at all?
Things that are sad.
Yeah, things that are gone. Like Spooky Dokes on your bike.
Yeah, I'm not sad about that.
Oh, I am.
They're annoying, those things.
Really?
Yeah, they just didn't like them. Stupid noise and...
Thought they were great.
No.
You know, I could do without the tassels on the handlebars.
Yeah.
Because that was a bit pansy. And, but the Spooky Dokes, they were cool.
Give me some time. I'll have to think about this one.
All right. Well, I'll let everyone else call up and maybe jog your memory too. 13, 27, 10. Things you're sad that are gone by the wayside.
Mm.
50 cent a litre petrol. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone's sad that's gone. There's so many different things you can choose from.
Can it be food-related?
Oh, it can be, absolutely.
Okay, I've got a few.
I'm not surprised.
We'll do that after George Ezra, Jay and Dave for Brekkie. 20 minutes to 7. Today's top 30 degrees at Triple M.
My love. My
George Ezra, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Our top today, 30 degrees after 7 o'clock this morning. Mayor Greg Williamson joining us on the air. We're just talking about things that have gone. We're sad that these things are gone. We just wish they would come back.
Right? Yeah, 13, 27, 10. Krakenite was a big one. I remember Krakenite. Dad didn't bolt down the carousel on the fence paling properly. And it started up and whizzed straight past his ear.
I've met your dad. That makes absolute sense. McDonald's used to have this. It was like a cake thing that had ice cream on top and some topping on top.
Really?
Yeah. And they bring it back. The last time it was here was like 3 years ago.
Right.
And it was like a brownie with ice cream on top. God, it was good.
Oh.
Nikki from McDonald's in Mackay, I know you're listening.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Don't care what McDonald's, the corporation, says. Just bring it back locally. That'd be great. Thanks.
Yeah. Just bring it back. I've never seen it.
Oh, I can't even remember what it was called now. It was so good.
The yum.
No, it was, I don't know. I used to go through the drive-thru every afternoon and get one.
There you go.
Another one, Jay. Yep, serve me up.
Just give me three. Hey, Danny Mackay, something you're sad that has gone.
Quality, good Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Whatever happened to those? Like, seriously, the kids these days got nothing.
No, I tried to get into it with my kids and it's just bollocks. I don't know what's happening. It's just an acid trip of a cartoon these days.
Oh, my God, they're so bad. Like the DuckTales and like the Scooby-Doos and the Flintstones.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The Snorks. Do you remember the Snorks?
Snorks, yeah. Or it's not a cartoon, but do you remember Fraggle Rock?
Yes!
Mate, how good was that?
So good compared to now.
And there was like a garbage heap that talked, wasn't there? Or was that all the leaves? I don't know what it was.
I think you're...
I think you got another thing going on, mate.
Clearly, the 80s was a very fun time for Dave.
he's a little bit older than you and me, Dave.
Yeah, a little bit. Dave was here when the dinosaurs were roaming. Thanks for the call there.
There's another TV show as well. Hey, Michael, something that you said has gone. What is it?
Drive-in movies, mate.
Oh, weren't they the best?
I reckon.
Especially if you had
Friday, Saturday nights.
Yeah.
What was the last movie you saw at the drive-in? Can you remember?
No, I can't, actually.
Yes. You weren't one of the ones...
something at the midnights.
Yeah. You weren't one of the ones that actually...
At Mariba.
Yeah.
On the tablelands.
Yeah.
You just pulled up in the paddy wagon.
Yeah, you weren't actually... there to see the movie.
Yeah.
You were there for the company, right?
In the back of the ute.
Oh, my God. Far too much information. But I think there's only a couple of those things remaining in Queensland. I think there's one in Brisbane.
There's one in the one at Mariba, I think, is still going.
Really? Wow.
There you go. We should try and bring that back. Thank you, Michael.
No worries.
See you, mate. The drive-in movies.
Well, Greg Williamson's in the studio in the next half an hour, so I'm going to ask him if he can bring back the drive-in.
That'd be good.
No pressure, Greg.
Yeah, I'm sure it's in the budget.
If not, it better be. for next year. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M McKaywood Sundays. Things you're sad that aren't around anymore, Jay and Dave and Brecky, 13 to 7.
Big Malloy's dream woman is a...
Conrad Sewell at Triple M, Jay and Dave, 13 past 6. Coming up on the show later this morning, Mayor Greg Williamson is in the studio once again. He's always in the studio with us. There's barra fishing. You're able to do barra fishing at Kitchen Dam. Details coming up very soon.
Oh, you've always been able to do it. Now they've got little houses for the barra.
No, they're adding, and so to give more housing,
yeah,
which means there's going to be more fish for you to catch.
Because there's a housing crisis at Kinchin Dam for fish, yeah.
It's like a fish motel.
Pay by the hour.
Oh, pretty much. And checkout's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And your checkout's a hook. As we head for our top today, 29, 30 degrees around the coastline. So good to hear on Facebook so many good stories happening around McKaywood Sundays. We're talking about the best of another category at 7:30 this morning. Best bakery will be, announced best bakery at 7:30.
Yeah.
Off the back of that, people were saying yesterday that there's just so many nice things happening at this time of the year.
Yeah, and you never hear about them, which is a bit of a shame, really.
That's why when we got a phone call from Jim just a few minutes ago, we said, Jim, wait there for a second. Tell us about what happened to you at the servo, mate. What was the go with the servo?
Right. I was at a servo the other day, filled my car up, and it cost something like $85. I went in. I'd been in that servo so many times with my credit card. But unfortunately, some reason or other, my credit card didn't work. And, of course, I never had $85 in cash to pay for that. I don't carry any cash. But to my surprise, there was an elderly gentleman there, and he offered to pay for my fuel.
Oh, how good is that?
Well, I think that was absolutely fantastic. But fortunately, we were able to... do some work on the credit card machine and got my card to work okay. But I was just taken back with the fact that this guy is standing there and he just said to me, oh, you look like you've got an honest face. I'll look after it for you if you like.
We have so much bad going on in the world. Stories like that make me feel like we've got some hope, you know?
It's just gives you... a feeling that all's not lost. There's a lot of decent people still in the world.
Yeah, good on you, Jim.
Thanks for the call, Emma. It happened the other day as well, like just a small thing out of the Northern Beaches shopping centre. I did some shopping.
Yeah.
And I was walking over, literally, I would have been from where our studios are to the front door. So to give you an idea of probably how far away.
20 metres, maximum.
Yeah, from the trolley. Return lane, right?
Yep.
I know people in McKaywood Sundays, yes, there is a return lane for trolleys. You don't have to leave them where you park.
Yeah.
So I was walking my trolley over, and this guy's like, oh, I'm going to the trolley lane here. Let me take it for you.
Oh, nice.
So you jam the two of the trolleys together, push them over in the trolley thing.
Oh, good work.
So it's like that make
it difference. It is. It doesn't make... it doesn't mean too much to one person, but to another person, it makes all the difference.
Helps each other out.
Yeah, like the other week, about a month and a half ago, I got a little plush toy from the girls at the servo.
Yeah.
It was the right time, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Yoda. Didn't look like Yoda, but, you know.
You also got a nice, lovely letter on your car windscreen the other day.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't lovely. That was nasty.
Please stop parking here.
At least I didn't get a parking fine for a few days.
Oh, that was gold. All right, Jay for breakfast. See, there's positives in everything.
Exactly.
17 past 6, heading for our top today, 30 degrees, 20 degrees at Kaylin right now.
It's good to have you back from holidays, Jay, and back on a regular basis because the last couple of weeks, you know, it's been a bit topsy-turvy. I've gone a little bit overboard because you're a steady influence.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, you are, because you stop me from buying stuff online all the time.
Steady.
Yeah.
Steady influence?
Yeah.
Well, I'm flat out making my bed every morning.
Yeah, but you turn around and you say, because you know when I'm actually trying to buy stuff online, because I get a little bit bored and just go, okay, yeah, I'll buy that.
I'm finding that you've probably purchased something that you're regretting now.
Well, I don't even remember buying this.
Right.
And I thought I'd showcase it, like show and tell today.
All right.
Are you ready?
Well, before you show me, everybody who may not be listening at this time probably isn't aware that he buys the weirdest crap. Like, would buy some sort of strange material shirt.
Yeah.
You'd use it once.
Yeah.
That's it. You buy golf caps. You buy kitchen gadgets that help clean the scum off the off the plug. It's just crap stuff.
It is ridiculous stuff. It's they're all cheap. That's why. Yeah, it's like $5. Yeah, why not? Oh, it's just free with and you buy postage and handling. Yeah, okay, why not? That's what's happening.
Let's just cut to the chase. What have you bought?
A harmonica. Have a look at this. I don't remember even buying this thing. But I bought a harmonica.
Why on earth did you buy a harmonica?
That's just it. I don't know. I can't even remember buying it.
When did it arrive?
I think it was about 2 days after you went on holidays. So,
you know, my dad's an ace harmonica player.
Is he really? Mm. So does that mean you are as well? Because on your reasoning, because your mother is a champion bowler, you reckon you're a good bowler.
And I am.
You want to give this a go?
You saw my bowling.
Okay.
Here we go.
I thought your bowling was crap, but all right. Give it a crack.
Part of me inside now wishes I learned from my dad how to play the harmonica so I could see your face when you go, holy crap, he can play.
Well, you see it on TV, you know, people just crack it out and go, oh my God, that doesn't sound too bad. Get out.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's only the little chords that I used to learn.
Wow.
Yep.
I've got to learn it. I've got to find out how to learn it because...
Is anybody does harmonica lessons in Mackay? You should go and over some weeks, like, get some lessons and then do, like, a final performance at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think I've got it upside down. Can you have these things upside down?
I don't know. But I don't think you're supposed to share them because spit goes in that. Sing us a song, you're the pure...
You know how they do that?
I think you could do anything with that thing and it would sound like you're actually playing it, right? You just do that, yeah?
No, I'll give it a go.
Let's do it.
I'll try and find one. Give me a month and we'll see if I can do Mary Had a Little Lamb.
I could do that now.
Get out. No way.
Yeah. Here we go.
I don't believe it.
No, I can't. I thought it would have been easier than that.
Yeah, right. No, it's not.
If you can help us out, harmonica lessons, anybody who does it in town wants to teach Dave, 13 27 10.
I've got to learn at least one song.
Here's a phone number this morning. Giant Dave for breakfast. The things we come up with on this breakfast show. It's 10 to 6.
Across Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple M's on the quest. For Mackay and the Whitsundays' best. This is the best.
Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple M.
Oh, man. Yesterday, Dave, one of our favourite categories, Best Bakery, we had on our website and for people to vote at triplem.com.au.
Yeah, where do you get your the bread, the pastries, the pies, everything, sausage rolls?
I think every bakery should win just quietly.
I think they are all winners already.
How many bakeries did we have in total?
There was 11 that were nominated. Anything from Krusty's Bakery, Whitsunday Bakery, Baker's Delight at Canelands, Alcorn's, Bushman's, Walkerston Bakery. They were the three big front runners.
There can only be one, as they say. The
Thank
best
you.
Bakery.
Just got the envelope here.
As voted by you on our website at triplem.com.au, part of Mackay Whitsunday's best is...
It is Alcorn's! Wow!
You, baby.
That is a really good bakery, I must admit. Been there a number of times.
I was there yesterday.
Were you really?
Legit.
Okay, what'd you buy?
Sausage roll, chocolate slice, and a chocolate milk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Chocolate slices.
They're chocolate slices to die for.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great if you like chocolate.
If you don't believe me, go and ask the ladies. Yeah. I walked in yesterday, actually. I was in my Triple M shirt. She's like, did we win? I said, well, if I didn't continue till tonight. I said,
yeah.
I'm just here to get my lunch.
Yeah. There was a bit of conjecture because you can only really have one vote per person, can't you? Really? You can't just sit there and just constantly type away.
Continuously, yeah.
Yeah, because that's unfair.
People are doing that, though.
Yeah, you only need to vote once. You can tell your friends to vote a certain way if you want to, but just one vote for yourself.
Well, we have to say big congratulations to Alcorn's Bakery.
Well done.
Who took out the best bakery for the best of Mackay Whitsundays, another category at 8 o'clock this morning.
It's another beauty. It's got something to do with food.
I know it is. We're going to put on like 20 kilos just doing this because we're going to go visit these places too.
Well, there's 11 different bakeries we need to try out.
We're gain some weight, right?
Yeah.
All right. Jay and Dave for breakfast. Voting continues for the new category after 8 o'clock this morning as we head for that top today, 29 degrees here at Triple M.